This is KCUR 89.3. Lawrence novelist Cody Smith recently released a prequel to the fictional podcast Limetown. The podcast started 3 years ago and has more than 10 million subscribers. KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf spoke with Smith about what it's like to write a book based on a podcast.
Before we talk about your book, let's listen to a little bit of the Limetown podcast setup. This is the character Leah Haddock in Season 1, Episode 1.
The first time most people heard about Limetown was on the night of February 8th, 2004.
911, what is your emergency?
What the world discovered was the complete disappearance of every man, woman, and child in Limetown. 327 people.
Will you explain Limetown, just to give people an idea who haven't heard of it, and then we can talk about the book?
The podcast picks up 10 years after that disappearance, when a young investigative reporter named Leah Haddock is trying to solve the mystery. And she has a loose connection in that she knows that her uncle, Emil Haddock, was at Limetown. The cool thing about the book is that it takes place before the first season of the podcast, chronologically.
Oh, okay.
It informs the first season and second season of the podcast. For Emil, it's how he actually comes to be an important player at Limetown. And for Leah, it talks about how she came to be so obsessed with Limetown and wanting to tell this story so badly. Emil Haddock, in the first season, he's basically a blank slate. We know he has this ability that we learn about later, but other than that, we don't know anything about him.
Can you say what the ability is, or is that giving away too much?
So he has the ability to read people's minds with no assistance or no technology. But that's all we know about him. Leah, we know a little bit more about because we hear her voice. She's the one who guides us through this investigative report, right? But other than that, we only know what she allows us to hear on the radio program. So thinking about who she was off air was really exciting to me.
I mean, you had to develop this based on a real particular tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the tone they wanted to maintain across the media was just one of mystery and of eeriness, but they are also interested in exploring certain themes, and that includes the dangers of technology, obviously, of, you know, that old Jurassic Park cliche where you shouldn't just do something because you can, you want to think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So those themes I tried to carry over into the book, but particularly Emil, one of the themes that develops is this idea of loneliness and of connection. So in the book, he's a very lonely character because of his gift.
Because of his ability to connect very deeply.
Right.
That makes him lonelier. Right.
It sounds, you know, sort of ironic, but because he knows so much, it prevents him from the one thing that he wants, which is just, you know, a normal life, to be truly connected to somebody beyond just reading their minds.
Well, a lot of the book takes place in Lawrence and around Lawrence. You know, so some things were familiar to me just as a person from this area. So when you mentioned the Eldridge Hotel in Colorado, you know, a little bell goes off in my head. Well, wait a second, the Eldridge is in Lawrence.
Right.
Then Menninger factors in, and Menninger was a Topeka psychological institution. To me, the effect of that is like there's this puppet master, and it's this creepy puppet master effect where the real control is out of Lawrence, which is where Emil and Leah Haddock live.
To me, all those references are more of just a nod to where I came from,
mm-hmm.
and trying to honor that.
Well, you did, but it also made it a little extra creepy.
It's cool and creepy.
Right.
So it's all those things.
Yeah. Right, because it ends up seeming like the Haddocks have way more control over the rest of the world. Like, wait a second, why is this Menninger place in Australia?
Right.
What part really had your blood pumping, I guess, while you were writing it?
I really enjoy just embracing the spookiness and eeriness and creating all these questions and mysteries throughout the story.
Is this real?
You're still recording?
Okay. Stop recording.
That was KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf speaking with Lawrence novelist Cody Smith, whose new book is a prequel to the Limetown podcast.